And by the way, all John said to tee that thing up was, how you doing, Bill?
That's all you need with Bill. Wind
him
up
and let him
go.
Next thing you know, it's a freight train. It's a freight train.
Hey, although, Michael, I always wanted to ask you this, and I don't think I ever have. How did you defend Bill Walton? Because he was like an offensive force when he was healthy, right? Or did Michael leave? Okay.
Yeah, and I never defended Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Except on his broadcast with Dave Pasch.
Yeah. Anybody who doesn't like Bill Walton, I don't get.
Yeah,
so
I don't
at me with your Bill Walton hate.
Yeah. All right, so yesterday was the NBA trade deadline, and the Lakers apparently were very serious, at least according to Woj, they were very serious about making a deal yesterday. Do you have that, Jorge?
Well, I think the Lakers, I mean, listen, they did engage on Kyle Lowry. And, you know, remember that Dennis Schroeder is a free agent this summer. They haven't come to terms on an extension during the season. They're limited in how much they can offer him now. I think Schroeder certainly has confidence that there's a need. Some teams like New York and Chicago who have point guard needs, especially now with the Bulls not trading for Lonzo Ball. That he's going to have some leverage in the offseason. I still think a very good chance he goes back to the Lakers. But I think with that uncertainty, you saw him more available in talks yesterday.
Yeah, Schroeder is eligible for a 4-year, $83 million extension. And according to The Athletic, the Lakers are pretty far apart in terms of what they imagine they would pay Schroeder. And that's why Schroeder was part of a conversation that involved trading for Kyle Lowry. Woj says the Lakers are very focused on what's happening now.
I think for the Lakers, you know, again, when you make a trade at the deadline, you're giving something up, and you're going to have to give something up of value. Nobody's trying to help the Lakers get better without getting something back. And so for them, the buyout market becomes the way to do that. And that's why they're really focused on Andre Drummond right now. I know the Laker players have been trying to recruit him to L.A. Certainly, there's an opportunity for him to step right in, become the starting center there. That Laker team has missed, you know, the rim protection and how hard it was to get to the basket and get in the paint with Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. It's been a lot easier this year with Gasol, Montrezl Harrell. And so Drummond gives them that dimension, would give them that dimension if they were able to sign him. But the Clippers are on Drummond, certainly some of the contenders in the East.
So, and Andre Drummond did get his buyout, according to the Cleveland Cavaliers, did get his buyout today, which means he's eligible once he clears waivers, and he will clear waivers because I think he's on the books for $26 million this year. So he will clear waivers, and then he's eligible to sign with any team. And the contenders include Brooklyn and the Lakers, although widely the Lakers are viewed as the favorites to land Andre Drummond, who apparently has been in L.A. and working out.
Right. So now what we're awaiting is who.
Hey, you're allowed to talk to him. Talk about him. He's been bought out.
Yeah. Now we're awaiting, like, you know, the next tweet from Woj or somebody that says Andre Drummond has cleared waivers and has agreed to sign with. And then you just pray it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers would give him the best chance to win a title. And
yep.
I also think he would slide right into a starting role.
Oh, he's
or
a perfect
key
fit.
Role.
He's a perfect fit. If Anthony Davis is playing the four, Drummond at the five is perfect.
Yeah, and he's averaging. You know, what's weird is we're playing Cleveland tonight.
Yep.
And if they didn't agree to this buyout, he would be basically on display tonight in Los Angeles. When the Lakers played back on January 25th, this is the second time they play in the Cavs, Drummond had 25 points and 17 rebounds.
Yeah.
But tonight he won't be here, but hopefully we'll be talking to Laker people and we could have news. But I guarantee you, Mace, everybody's going after this dude. The Clippers are going to go after him. The Celtics are going to go after him. The Knicks are going to go after him. The Nets are going to go after him. So we need some luck. We need a little luck here.
I saw Brian Windhorst report that it is widely believed in the league that Drummond will wind up with the Lakers.
Well, I hope he's right.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, what did you think of that? And I think this is a fair question. The Lakers yesterday, this is according to The Athletic, Bill Arum and who else writes over there with him? Jovan
Buha wrote over
Jovan
there, too.
Jovan Buha. Yeah, those are the two guys. They report that the Lakers discussed a trade that would have sent both members of L.A. starting backcourt, Schroeder and KCP, and likely some draft compensation to Toronto for Lowry.
Well, they don't have much draft compensation. Keep that in mind.
No, they don't. Throughout Thursday morning, sources said the sticking point was the inclusion of Talen Horton-Tucker. So I don't think you're allowed to speak, frankly, about this, but I think it's a fair question. Would that deal have made the Lakers better, more championship ready? Schroeder, KCP, and Talen Horton-Tucker for Kyle Lowry. 877-710-ESPN. I think it's an interesting deal, and I could actually make a case on either side of that.
It would have made them thinner.
You still don't know what they're going to do on the buyout market.
Right, but so assuming that that deal would go through, do you start a backcourt of Lowry and Caruso?
I guess you would have to until you sign somebody out of the buyout market. Yeah, that's true. It leaves you really thin in your backcourt.
I mean, they just don't have a lot of guards. I mean, Alphonso McKinney is a backup guard, but the Lakers mostly have backup wings.
Yeah, backup wings, a lot of them. You're right.
I guess Wesley Matthews could play guard if you needed him to.
Yeah. No, it would have been interesting. I mean, I think the question is, and a lot of Laker fans, I think I put this out in a poll a little bit earlier, would you have done this deal? And how do you think the poll turned out, John?
I think most people...
Ask, as a Laker fan, would you have made the
Read me how you worded it.
As a Laker fan, would you have made the Kyle Lowry trade, Schroeder, KCP, and THT for Lowry?
I think most people said no.
83% said no.
Yeah, the reason why is you put THT in it.
Yeah, no, THT is
he's the only young player the Lakers have, and the fans love him. And I think that, and I don't mean to disrespect Kyle Lowry, I think he's a great player. I think the first thing you said at the top of the segment played into this, the fact that they're trying to negotiate a deal with Schroeder, and they haven't yet. So Schroeder and Lowry are in the same boat. At the end of the season, both those guys could walk away for nothing. So it's the responsible thing for the GMs of both teams to try and get something for these guys that could walk away.
Right.
But I think when they asked for THT, I think it was the same thing when they asked Miami for Tyler Hero and when they asked Philadelphia for Tyrese Maxey. I think all three of the throw in a young prospect killed the deal. That's
right.
Why I think Kyle Lowry's still in Toronto today. I think if any one of those three players would have
been included.
Right. I think the deal gets done, don't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what Jury was looking for, was for one young ascending player. And those guys do fit the bill. Last night, THT, after the game, was asked about the whole trade deadline.
Yeah, it's kind of the first time he's had to deal with it.
Yeah, first trade deadline, all that stuff. Here's what THT said.
You know, I'm just happy to be here. I kind of, you know, just want to control everything. Can control what I can control. So I really don't try to focus on those things. You know, of course you hear it, but it's not something that I focus on. You know, I just want to come out, you know, play the best basketball that I can for wherever I am. So I'm just appreciative of still being here. You know?
But by the way, did you know this? That, you know, he played 1 year at Iowa State.
Right.
You know who he was in the backcourt with at Iowa State?
No.
Tyrese Haliburton, one of the guys that's in the running for Rookie of the Year, that plays in Sacramento. And needless to say, that coach has been fired. Now that the school saw what they had and that it never did anything in the tournament, they went, wait a minute, we had two NBA guys in our backcourt and we did nothing.
Yeah.
So they got a new coach.
By the way, here's what Schroeder said last night after the game. He was asked about his options for beyond this season.
It's a crazy business, first of all. End of the day, I want to play, you know, my season out, you know, and I said too that I want to see my options. I for sure want to be a Laker, but I still want to see my options because after 8 years, it's my first time seeing what other people, other clubs, you know, who got interest in me. That's what I said too, but nobody mentioned that on the media. Everybody's saying, I just want to sign long term with the Lakers. So end of the day, that's my last word on that. I want to see my options, but I want to be a Laker. So however y'all want to put it on Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, that's it.
By the way, I don't blame him. He's earned that right. I mean, but if you're going to take that position, then the Lakers have to have a backup plan.
Sure,
so,
they do.
So you know, that's why you started the segment by saying they came close to making a deal that may have included him. That's why.
Yeah, because there's some uncertainty around him.
Right, he's turned down everything you've offered him so far. I like him, though. I hope he does stay a Laker. I think he's a really good player.
I think he's a great player. Necessary right now.
Great player?
I said he's a really good player.
Mason throws that great around. If he's great, then what does that make Steve Nash, Kobe, Magic? Come on, you
greater, greatest.
No, you saved great for LeBron.
Super great.
Yeah, you saved the
great. No, I think great is just a word. Yeah.
Everybody's a good player is a great player.
Michael, were you a great player?
No, I was a good player. Great players, you talk about great, talking about the Kareems and the Bill Russells of the world. Come on.
See, I think every athlete that is in the NBA is a great player.
Yeah,
Michael,
you were the number one overall pick in the draft. I think that without you, if the Lakers don't trade for you, they probably don't win both 87 and 88.
They would have, let's say if they had another backup center.
But it's safe to say you were a great addition.
Great addition, yeah, but not a great player. I wish I was a great player. Believe me, I wish I could be classified as that, but I'll take
Michael,
good.
In my mind, you were great.
No, you got to come on, Mace, because you got to save great for the greats.
Hey, Michael, how many of those six technicals last night should have been called?
I heard you guys talking about this on the way up here. It's Ireland.
Hold on to that. We'll
Yeah, hold on to that. We'll get into that next. Plus, John, I've got Kenley Jansen news for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Kenley Jansen news.
Oh, God.
That's also coming up. Mason, Ireland, okay. Michael
Remind
Thompson
me,
is
Mason,
hanging out.
Remind me to tell you about Amir Garrett, too, when we come back.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The sloppy kiss thing. That is weird. Mason and Ireland show, what's going on? Thank you very much for being out there. Thank you very much for listening. Without you guys, we would not be able to do this stupid show every single day. Michael Thompson's hanging out. Last night, Lakers lose. They made a little run late against Philly. Came up short. And they play Cleveland tonight at Staples Center. Cleveland, one of the worst teams.
Start of
in
a
the
winning
Eastern
streak,
Conference.
Mate.
Yeah. Got a couple in a row that they look very winnable tonight, and Orlando looks like a winnable game, also part of the dregs of the Eastern Conference. But last night, we started the show by talking about, and we're going to get into it now, the number of technical fouls in last night's game, which was ridiculous.
Six, yeah. Michael. How many of the six would you deem necessary?
Just two between the first one's between Dwight and Harrell, and that should have been it. NBA refs, they remind me of you, Ireland, and your credentials rule. No common sense applied. Credentials. You got to stop being so thin-skinned, these referees, and allow more emotion in the game, more passion. Be willing and man enough to converse with these disagreeable players like they used to do when I broke into the league. Use better discretion. It's actually entertaining to see a ref and a player in a heated discussion.
But, Michael, let me stick up for the refs in this regard. I don't think the refs are the one. I think that this is the edict they're getting from the league.
Right. That's like, the problem, Michael, is the refs are doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's just what they're doing is stupid, and it's coming from the league office.
Well, veteran refs who have been around 10, 15, 20 years can, like Mark, what's his name, the black referee?
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis does a good job of that. Lets guys talk and talk themselves and talk some down before he tees them up. He's got thicker skin. These are younger.
Well, that's
referees.
What I was saying to Mason earlier. I don't think I'd ever tee up anybody
either.
Without first telling him, hey, I've heard enough.
Right.
If you keep talking, I'm going to tee you up.
Right, unless that's your job, unless that's what the league wants. And I think that's what the league wants right now. They need to change their guidelines for refs. They coach up their refs like crazy, more than any other sport.
Yeah, I don't understand Adam Silver, who's so adept on understanding what entertainment is all about, the entertainment product, that he allows his number one players to get thrown out, the marquee guys, or lets them foul out of the games and miss significant minutes while the fans are sitting in the stands or watching
on TV. Beauty of the NBA compared to other sports that we follow, football, all kinds of timeouts, all kinds of breaks.
By the way, the coach Dave Miller agrees with me and you on this, Mace, about the referees. Not our,
excellent.
Ireland, not you, Mace. You're the one who
Wait
wants
a minute.
To throw him out.
What do you mean? We're all on the same side.
Oh, I guess
of this
you're
thing.
Right.
What
yeah,
is Coach Dave
right.
Miller doing?
Yeah, I guess Miller agrees with all three of us.
Yeah, Miller agrees with all three of us.
Well, only, but I wonder what Coach Miller, text me and what do you think of this? Because Mason doesn't agree with me and Ireland on this one, which I don't understand, Mace. You
yeah,
think
I
it's
agree.
Good that when guys get fouled out of games, even if
yeah,
they're stars.
By the way, Mace,
why?
You know it's the only sport. Of all the sports we love, even all your precious Olympic sports that you and I talk about all the time that we both like,
yep.
that takes their stars out of the
yeah.
games. There's no they don't do it in football. They don't do it
right.
in baseball. They don't do it in any other sport.
It makes no sense, Mason. If you're sitting down on a TV with your boys, you want to watch a great game, and you know, unfortunately, a LeBron or a KD picks up two quick fouls, now he's got to go sit out for the next 35 minutes.
But that's part of the strategy
oh.
of the game.
But,
that is
but
part
is
of the
good?
Strategy of
but,
the game.
But Mason,
how do you play with two
the...
fouls? How do you play with five fouls? To me, that's
because
fascinating
we told
to
you. We told you the punitive effect of continuing to foul. Two shots in possession. That hurts a team in a close game.
Now, the one thing I do agree with you guys on is increasing the number of fouls to get to the bonus.
Right. Yeah, that too.
That there, you know, the beauty of the up and down
yeah.
is one of the things that the NBA's got going for it that football doesn't have, that baseball
yep.
doesn't have. It's the beauty. It's the grace of that sport, which is just extraordinary when they get going. And it's just getting destroyed by whistle after whistle
yep.
after whistle.
Oh.
And I don't want to see guys at the free throw line.
And call review after call review. So,
God, these reviews are a joke.
I know.
By the way, you handle the reviews the same way Stu does.
Really? What does Stu say?
I've heard you handle one, and I've heard Stu Lance handle one on TV. And both of you have the correct call figured out
within
30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what happened.
Yeah. Mace,
and
I cannot tell you.
Forever for
I
these
cannot
refs to-
tell you how many times that happens. At least the last 20 reviews, Michael's figured it out in 30 seconds, and we'll sit there for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. All right, so I want to shift here. John, I've got breaking Kenley Jansen news.
I'm already worried.
So Kenley went two-thirds of an inning against the Cubs yesterday, struck out two guys. So in spring training, Kenley Jansen has recorded twice as many strikeouts as he has allowed base runners. Some of the swings, like from Wilson Contreras and Chris Bryant yesterday they took against him, made him seem like it was 2017 again. I think Kenley Jansen's going to have a really good year for the Dodgers.
All I'm telling you is every time he comes into a game, most Dodger fans start sweating and get nervous because he has
you know, do you think he had a good? Do you think he had a good last year?
I think he made a lot of people nervous. But, yeah, I think overall I would classify him as a good as
you know,
good
he was
reliever.
The reliever of the month in August. He allowed two runs in 14 and two-thirds innings and struck out 21 in 14 innings, holding opponents to a 122 batting average. He fell apart in September, and that led to a terrible, unusable October. But I still think, and I'll stand by this, I think Kenley Jansen is going to finish a year with 35 saves on a 105-win Dodger team.
All right, so we've talked about this a lot over the years. You say players are always getting better or getting worse. You
yes.
actually think he's getting better as he gets older?
I think last year he had COVID. I think he's had a couple of heart surgeries. I think he's had certain things that have affected his performance.
And they're
and
not
by the way,
affect him anymore?
Last year saved 11 games, one of the leaders in saves, and reliever of the month in August. No, Kenley
yeah,
Jansen
you,
is still
you,
capable.
You jumped off his bandwagon last year. You'll do it again this year.
No, I will not. Oh, I mean, no, wait a minute.
Well, it's performance
if he's not
based.
Successful,
yeah.
of course I'm going to jump off his bandwagon.
Okay, so.
I just believe he's going to be successful.
So you know who Amir Garrett is?
Yeah, Amir Garrett pitched for the Reds for a while.
Yeah, he still does.
Okay,
okay so he's probably most famous for one time, and this is on YouTube if you've never seen it. He offered to fight the entire Pirates dugout.
Nice.
There was a beanball thing going on, so the Pirates hit one of the Reds. And so Amir Garrett took them out in the next inning and drilled the first batter right in the back and then looked at the dugout and said, bring it on, like he wanted to fight the whole dugout.
Wow.
So he's pitched to 9 batters this spring training.
Yep.
9 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And so the reason I'm paying attention to him is so clearly he's going to be the closer for the Reds. So, but the Reds can never afford
no,
to
No,
keep...
I don't think he is, John.
Well, the Reds can never afford to keep anybody, right?
But they still have the kid that throws a million miles an hour.
Well, Bob Nightingale's son, Bobby, he's the one that tweeted that today. The Reds have found their closer. Amir Garrett has 9 strikeouts. So I'm parroting what Nightingale says. But the 9 strikeouts in 9 batters' face, you can't do any better than that. I mean, that's
Oh, you're right. Amir Garrett is their closer. They lost Raciel. I think it's Raciel Iglesias must have left.
Wait, isn't he a singer?
Yeah. Julio Iglesias. Julio Iglesias was their closer
Iglesias
last year.
Raciel, his brother.
Very smooth. Very, very smooth.
Is he Fluffy's brother?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Fluffy
has
brother.
His own parking space in the Live does. Parking garage.
He's the best. He's the funniest man in the world.
Wait a minute. Who's Fluffy?
Comedian Fluffy?
Oh, the comedian Fluffy.
Gabriel
no,
Iglesias?
I don't know him.
No, oh, you're an idiot.
Oh, come on, Mace.
I don't know him.
He's got to spend more time in certain parts of town, if you know what I mean, Jorge.
Yeah. Well, I will seek it out. Is there?
Hey, Fluffy will send you a basket.
No, Mike, don't go there. Don't go there, man.
Okay. It is the funniest thing. You got to check that out on Google, Mace.
Okay, I'm going to look at it.
Can you say it? I mean, you could say what it, kind of basket it is. It's funny. It's a racist basket. It is funny. It's
okay,
hilarious.
Yeah, let's not do the racist
You got to check. Hey, look at it on YouTube. It is funny. It makes you laugh.
Okay, I'm gonna look at it.
Did you guys hear the controversy that Mick Cronin, the UCLA coach, brought up when he was on with Keyshawn Jay and Zubin this morning?
Yeah, it's complicated. I don't fully understand it.
All right, let's get into it next. I'll explain it to you.
Okay, cool. And then we got Game of Games coming up after that. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Just made a desperate plea to the Pepsi-Cola company. How do I get some of your Peeps soda? Your Peepsy.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely want to try it.
Yeah,
Peep-flavored Pepsi.
You know my wife would say you're drinking.
Liquid cancer.
No, liquid death.
No, she would say liquid death, liquid cancer.
Could you drink a whole glass full of it, Mace, or just a sip?
You could drink a bottle of it. What are you talking about?
Isn't it
too
sweet?
Probably so much sugar you'd be shot out of a cannon. It's probably
Michael, it surprises me that you drink regular Coke every game.
What's wrong with that? Not every day, but yeah, what's wrong with
every
that?
Every game.
Oh, every game. Well, yeah. not at home because they can't sneak Cokes in. It's the only water's in there now.
Oh, and that's true. Well, yeah. We got all these crazy rules.
Hey, what was their 50 people there last night for? How did that work?
They changed the restrictions so 50 Lakers staffers were allowed to sit in the stands.
Did it have an effect? Were people making noise?
No, 50 people.
We got to get the real fans back in
there. Yeah, we got to get 5,000.
Although, you know, last night they gave rings to Dwight Howard and Danny Green, which was kind of cool. And Michael, tonight they would have been able to do it for JaVale McGee, but he got traded yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. He went to Denver, right?
Yeah, will they just mail it to him?
Probably, yeah. I thought they had already done that with Green and White. Dwight, I didn't realize they would wait until they got here.
All right, so, John, this Mick Cronin story that came up on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning.
So you guys know that the NBA has this new program with the G League. They have a team in the G League that is coached by Brian Shaw, former Laker player and coach Brian Shaw, that is basically made up of some NBA veterans – and then kids who don't want to go to college.
Okay.
All right, kids that just want to get ready to play in the NBA. They are paid. They're allowed to use their name and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pathway for kids who just want to concentrate on basketball.
So it's an alternative to going to college.
It's like baseball.
Correct.
Instead of go to college, go to the minors.
So UCLA had signed back in August of 2019... Mick Cronin's biggest recruit, a kid named Dacian Nix from Las Vegas. He was the number 21 recruit in the whole country, and he's a point guard, and he committed to play for UCLA. But he ended up going pro and played this last season for Ignite. That's that G League team I was talking about. He averaged 9 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds in 26 minutes over 15 games. So Mick Cronin was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning, and he said he has a problem with the NBA and the G League of the way this all went down. Here's what Cronin said, quote, "There were things that were said in the process that just weren't right. I know what was said to him. I know things that were told to him, and it scared him about going to UCLA and not playing college basketball. And if that's cool, if that's how they want to do it, but they don't give a damn about what the hell I say or think. I'm the least of their worries. Let's just call it what it is and downplay that the guy was committed and then changed his mind. They actively recruited him. They knew he was signed because then they needed a point guard for that team, and that's fine. But let's call it what it is. We're obviously not on the same team. Does Cronin have a point?
Hell no.
No. What's his problem?
I mean, seriously, this is now an option for kids. Right. If you can bypass college and go straight to, as Michael said, the minors, and actually make some money while you're doing it, and get some exposure to professional coaching and actual professional basketball games, I think it's a totally reasonable alternative. Yeah.
Okay, so Cronin was asked about that. He was on ESPN Radio later, and he said, they asked him, do you think any high school player should be able to pursue an NBA career right away? And Cronin said, you should. It's America. A guy can go to war when he's 18. He can grab a gun and get killed for our country, but he can't put his name in the NBA draft. Come on, man. That's ridiculous. I just don't like the two-faced lies and them acting like we didn't recruit the kid.
So what if they did?
Come on. I mean, it sounds like they both recruited him. Yeah. There's no reason why the G League and this operation can't recruit kids the same way Mick Cronin can.
Wouldn't he like to be recruited by two different companies?
And if
he would like it, why can't someone else like it?
And college isn't for everybody.
Right.
No.
And all these kids go to college for one semester, then they don't go to class anymore because they don't have to because they now know they're going pro.
The whole thing is a sham. Yeah. Let's face it. The whole college basketball thing is a complete sham. For a semester. You don't even have to go for your second semester.
No.
You don't even need it. You go for one semester.
Yep.
You play a college basketball season. You blow off the second semester,
exactly.
And you go pro.
Exactly.
Well, and in basketball, Mace, you can sometimes get away with even more than that. Think about it. If you don't go to class, like let's say you don't show up for any of your classes, you get put on probation.
Yes.
For the next semester. Then if you don't go to class and get on probation, you get expelled or you become academically ineligible. So you could just basically not show up, depending on if the school is on a quarter system or semester system.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Most kids will go to school for that fall quarter
of
and
course.
Pass classes because if your team plays for the national championship, you don't want to be ruled ineligible.
And you probably will go to – and a lot of guys I knew were going to go one and done Ireland and Mace. They would go to the fall semester or quarter, and they'd sign up for the winter, and they'd go to class, but they knew they were leaving anyway, but they'd still be in class.
So as soon as the season was over, they just left?
Then they started working out, getting ready for the draft. Come on.
Yeah, no, I don't know what Mick Cronin's complaining about.
No.
Coaches are going to have to get used to this.
Exactly.
There are don't kids now have the ability to go to that IMG Academy instead of going to college?
Well, the IMG Academy is a high school. So
that's where Anthony Simons went there, right?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
You drop out of high school and go to the IMG
Academy. Like a prep
school.
Like a prep school, sort of.
That's where, they were born at Mace out of tennis players. So if you were a tennis phenom when you were 12 or 13 years old, it's in Florida. You'd go to the IMG Academy, and they would just turn you into a tennis pro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus the NBA is getting rid of this stupid one-and-done rule. 2022, right?
Yeah,
anyway,
coming.
So
it's coming. Yeah, I've always thought the one-and-done rule is total BS.
Yeah, exactly. Just because a high schooler, you don't have to draft a high schooler if you don't want to, but give them the option.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is it important for you that Clay gets a degree from Washington State?
I mean, matter of fact, he and I talk about it sometimes. I say, Clay, you went 3 years. Why don't you just finish your degree? Just say you got it. And I think it's nice. I mean, he doesn't need it, of course.
Right, but Mason and I always talk about the fact that you go to college to prepare you for your rest of your life, and Clay's already been successful and is set for life.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know if it meant anything to you.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if he would get it. And I think it would mean something to him.
Did you get yours in Minnesota?
Working on it.
Oh, okay.
Are you still working on it?
I'm still working on it, Mace. I got about two more classes to go. but my Zoom, I can never get my Zoom to work.
Yeah, Michael, I will say this, that I don't think you should be forced. Like Mason and I need a degree because we're going into the real world and people look to see. But you don't.
But what about these honorary doctorates they give out? Does that count?
If they offer you one, you should take it.
I
want an honorary doctorate.
Would that count as much? Does that count as, say, graduation? Does it? As a diploma? Does it count as much as a diploma? It doesn't, Lindsay?
I don't think it does. I don't think it's an.
You know who got an honorary doctorate at my graduation?
Who's that?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, cool.
Oh, did he really?
The entire student body saying, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood." It was such a cool moment.
I think Shaq either went back and finished the Unity is Missing, or they gave him an honorary doctorate.
I think Shaq finished his. Graduated.
See, I think the whole point of college is, and this is, you know, not obviously Clay and you, you know, guys that are athletes, all that stuff. But I think what employers are looking for is just your ability to finish something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just finishing.
But if you're going to play basketball, they're looking at your ability to play basketball.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's totally different.
Mace,
or by the way, that kid yesterday, Jake, Kyman?
Yeah,
Jake Kyman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the player at UCLA.
He's playing basketball, but he also wants to work in film. So he's actually using his degree or using his studies as a way to advance what he wants to do post-basketball or after basketball is over for him.
Wouldn't it be better for a guy like Jake just to meet Spike Lee and get hooked up with Spike?
Yeah, maybe.
Sure, it would be. Oh, UCLA's got a hell of a film school.
Yeah, they do.
USC and UCLA both have great film schools.
You want to hear something amazing?
Yeah.
No one in Michael's family has ever had to make a resume.
That's true.
That's interesting.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Yeah, you could do it. Well, now you can just do it in Word.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating that
I think you can just write out Michael Thompson, and that's enough.
Number one pick in draft.
Michael Thompson, Laker. That's all it takes.
There you go.
That's why my wife married me.
Yeah, with Michael's opening line. I'm a Laker. You want to go out?
Lindsay, wouldn't that work for you, Lindsay? Richie, go.
Would what work for me?
Hey, current young player. How old are you, Lindsay? 25, 26? Some 27-year-old player from the Lakers come up and says, "Hey, hello, Lindsay. I'm a Laker. How about a date?"
I would have to know him first.
No, oh, come
but
on.
Wouldn't you go,
live a little.
But wouldn't you like go out with him first to get to know him?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you get to know people.
See,
yeah.
There you go. It works.
All right. That concludes Lindsay's dating talk for this segment. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is nearing the end of March, and it is a horse race. Lindsay's won 8 times. Ireland has won 7. Oh. Me, Jorge, and Michael Thompson are 2 apiece. Ramona won 2 games. But it really is down to Ireland and Lindsay. Today's game is worth 2 and is my game, and we will do it next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time, and it is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right. Ireland can play. Lindsay can play. Michael Thompson can play. And Jorge can play. It is a game of Mason and Ireland Jeopardy. Now, I'm going to be very strict about phrasing your answer as a question. Do you guys all get that?
Why not?
It's Lindsay who always doesn't get it.
See?
So your name is your buzzer. Make sure you phrase your answer as a question. Okay. Here is number one. This is where you should never put the cart.
Michael.
Michael.
What is before the horse?
Correct. Yeah, nice one, Michael. That was a good one.
Thank you.
LeBron has taken more threes than any Laker. This Laker has taken the second most threes.
Ireland. Kuzma.
Ireland, no.
Jorge.
Jorge.
Who is Kyle Kuzma?
Who is Kyle Kuzma? Yeah, Ireland, you blew that.
Okay.
All right, here's number three. It's the company that sponsors Game of Games.
Who is Ireland? Okay.
I am going to go Ireland on that.
Who is Power Pro Plumbing?
Absolutely right. Sponsoring Game of Games. All right, it is Ireland 1, Michael Thompson 1, Jorge 1, and Lindsay yet to scratch, as Stu Lance would say. The former Major League Baseball, this former league, let me try that all again. Just edit. Hey, Jorge, will you edit that all out?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Blank check.
This former Major League Baseball owner made himself the manager of the team for one game in 1970. Ireland?
Who is George Steinbrenner?
No, I'm sorry.
Michael.
Michael.
Who is or was Charlie Finley?
No. Made himself the manager of the team for one game in 1977, and by the way, the team lost.
God, I know who it is.
George?
Any shot? Lindsay? Jorge?
Can I answer it just for prestige?
Sure, do it.
Who is Ted Turner?
Yep, who is Ted Turner is absolutely right. Ireland won, Michael Thompson won, Jorge won, and Lindsay yet to scratch. This Los Angeles landmark is a group of 17 interconnected sculptural towers, also known as
Michael.
The Tower... Michael.
What is the Watchtower?
That's absolutely correct. What
Google
is the Watchtower?
Google. Look at Google there.
That's right. Did you Google that, Michael?
Well, you know, Ireland's never been to Watch. You know, Mr. Elitist over there.
Yeah, Ireland's never been to Watch. All right. We've got... it's.
I love
Michael.
How when he buzzes in, he goes, Michael!
Yeah, like with anger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gotta
Michael
be.
2, Ireland 1, Jorge 1. Here we go. We got two more. It's the name of one of Joe Biden's dogs and also the nickname you give
Michael.
A box.
Lindsay.
Michael.
What is... No, Lindsay, you take it, Lindsay.
Hey, I was there first.
Lindsay,
okay,
answer.
That's why I say you take it.
Major.
No, I'm sorry. Oh. It's the name of one of Joe Biden's dogs and also the nickname you give a boxer who wins the title.
Michael.
Michael.
Who is champ?
Who is champ is absolutely correct.
Oh.
All right, so
that wins
actually,
it.
Michael has locked this up.
Woo. Yeah. Let's do it for fun, though.
That's okay, like, we'll do it for fun.
Now I'll just whoop you guys for the fun of it.
Kenley Jansen is the Dodgers' career leader in saves. How many does he have? Just get the closest. Ireland.
170.
170. Career saves for the Dodgers, Lindsay. A lot of Google
time. I'll guess 155.
155. Michael, did you Google it?
Nope. There you go again. Accusing the black man, George.
Oh, yeah.
So again, let's see. I'm going to go 175.
175. And Jorge, you're the last guess.
176.
176 will carry the day. The answer is 312.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Kenley Jansen has 312 career saves, leader in saves in Dodgers history. And
hey,
there
Michael,
is your
let me ask you something.
Game of games.
Yeah.
Today, Shaka Smart left Texas to take the job at Marquette.
Uh-huh.
Isn't Texas a better job
yeah,
than Marquette?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, and they got more money and everything.
But he was about to get run out of Texas.
Really? Is that what it is?
He lost that game to Abilene Christian.
Yeah, maybe that's
you
why.
You lose that game to Abilene Christian, and you don't ever win an NCAA tournament game at your school. You probably are on the ropes, and Marquette's a pretty good job.
Yeah, it is, but and he's got NBA players on a Texas roster and still lost.
Most famous player ever to go to Marquette, Mace, is who?
Famous player ever? That's easy, Mace. I'll give you a hint.
Lindsay, you should know this.
I'll give you a hint, Mace. He's black.
Okay, that's a big hint.
He
thanks.
Played.
Lindsay,
he's
do you know?
Famous player or person?
No, Lindsay, he's...
You say player or person?
Player. Basketball player to ever go to Marquette.
He's won a championship or two. Come on, Mace.
Yeah, he's won three.
Three
actually.
Of them. He's
And Lindsay, he's about just a little bit older than you. And just retired.
And his wife is pretty famous, Lindsay.
All right.
No idea.
His wife likes to hang around with bad boys, Lindsay.
His wife once successfully
Scotty Pippen.
Embarrassed NBC for firing her.
Come on,
Lindsay. I got it. Who is Dwayne Wade?
Yes,
there you go.
Good. And you ever heard of Gabrielle Union, Lindsay?
Yes, I have.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Gabrielle
but I
Union
didn't,
and
I didn't
Fluffy,
realize
two
went
of
there.
My favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I hate that Bad Boys movie, by the way. It's just too unrealistic. You know, cops running around in Ferraris, dodging 1,000 bullets and stuff like that. Come on.
Michael, it's a movie.
But make it more realistic.
Hey, here's something I want to throw out. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the release of Tiger King.
No kidding.
Yeah, 1 year it's been since Tiger. I think of that as the early
Michael,
pandemic
Michael, you ever watch
days.
Tiger King?
No, I never got into
Do
that
Do not
craze.
Waste your time.
No.
In this
it was
You'll
so good.
You'll never get those 7 hours back.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, so
by the way,
people like Mason, my sons, loved it, but I don't get it either.
Michael, it was like the shows John likes, you know, like the crazy housewife shows.
Right.
Those
it's
girls
like that
are just
with
misunderstood.
Tigers.
Yeah.
It's like that with tigers.
I just want if I was going to watch, I want to see the tigers attack the guy or something.
You do see that.
He attacked. No, you don't, because the guy lived, right?
Right. But he tore his arm off.
He did?
Hey.
Yeah. And then the guy that got his arm torn off is still in the movie.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Tiger King. What's the single best thing you've watched during the pandemic? Single best thing you've watched? Because we've all been cooped up and watching TV and watching movies.
Well, you know what it is for me. It has to be The Last Dance.
Oh, Last Dance.
Yeah,
that was
the
best
thing.
That's a very good
answer. That is a great answer.
That had everybody riveted because there was no sports on. It was like the only thing we really could watch that wasn't pre-taped.
And it came on right after. It was the show that came on after Tiger King that everybody watched.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that for the last 2 years of his career, Kobe had a film crew following us around everywhere.
That's right.
I wonder if someone's working on that.
That's got to be, huh? And I probably
because they shot every live shot I did for Spectrum for 2 years.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And followed.
I would
around.
Imagine Vanessa probably owns the rights to that now.
Yeah. Well, I think Kobe's company, which Vanessa now owns, has the rights. Right. I hope they're. Boy, I hope everybody gets a chance.
I hope that comes out soon.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. So you know, the single best thing I watched during the pandemic, and this will sound weird, is a show called The Queen's Gambit.
I tried to watch that. It was a little out there.
Oh, it is so friggin' good. It's about chess. Michael, do you know how to play chess?
No, but I always wanted to learn because my sons know how to play, and it always looks intriguing to me. Clay is addicted to it.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He loves that.
It's such a good game. When I was a little kid, my dad always wanted to play chess, and mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I was like 8, and he was kicking my ass. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got to 11, he never won again.
Wow.
I owned him after that. I just need a little time to learn the game. That's the way it was in my family. My dad would play one-on-one and try to beat us, and
George,
ultimately we would beat him.
George, you ever play chess?
Nah, man. Checkers.
Checkers is yours.
You're checkers? More checkers than chess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you more Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy? Are you more Wheel or Jeopardy?
Wheel, I would say.
Yeah, see, I'm more Jeopardy.
Yeah, me
Michael,
too.
Michael, what
like
are you?
Jeopardy, man. I love Jeopardy.
I love Jeopardy, too. Yeah. A lot of people upset. Dr. Oz was doing Jeopardy this week. Mm-hmm. And hasn't he proved to be a sham in some way?
I don't know. He's a real doctor, isn't he?
I think he's a real doctor.
Yeah.
But but a lot of people don't really agree with his some of his medical advice, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I just pulled this up, TV doctor under peddling controversial medical advice to his fans, scolded by the Senate in 2014 for hyping dubious weight loss products. So, yeah, he's kind of a sham guy. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they let him do Jeopardy.
Mace, you should apply for that. You'd be good at it.
I would love it.
By the way, Mace, if you get that job, it's the greatest job ever. You work 2 days a month, mm-hmm. and
beautiful.
They shoot 10 shows.
That is my kind of – I would have to take one of those days off, but
– yeah, that's true.
That's right. Yeah.
Especially because they do 10 shows in a day. That's too many shows in a row for you to work.
I'd cut out for the second day that month.
Have they decided who's going to be the permanent replacement for
No,
Alex?
They're still trying everybody out.
Hmm.
I guess the people that the one that they like the best is Ken Jennings, the one who won all those games.
Yeah.
Apparently that job pays about $20 million a year.
No way.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so it's supposed to be like great job. So
for two days a month?
If Aaron Rodgers, you know, he filled in, got that job, would he retire to take the Jeopardy job? Because you could keep doing Jeopardy forever.
For 50 years, that's right.
And even though he makes like $20 million or $30 million playing quarterback, he can only do that for probably 2 months.
Alex
years.
Got that much because he was Alex Trebek. Will they give the new host that much money?
Yeah, that's a good
point. They will not give the new host that much money.
He's got to work up to that.
That's crazy money. That's crazy money for
two days. Michael, do the Lakers start a two-game win streak tonight I'm predicting?
Guaranteed, baby. If they don't win tonight, I will walk to my car after the game.
Nice. All right. So is that a promise? Is that a vow? Is that a bet?
Yes, that's a promise. That's a vow.
You will walk to your car
after the game.
If the Lakers lose tonight.
If the Lakers win. If they lose tonight, right.
Yeah. I actually think this is going to be a two-game winning streak.
I think they're going to win tonight and on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Orlando, you said, they're dumpster fires.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing bad team. Orlando just emptied everybody out. They traded Gordon for nothing.
Yep.
I mean, they just thrown in the towel. So I think it could be a good weekend.
Wait till those guys who left Orlando, especially the guys who went to Illinois, see the state taxes in their paychecks when they get the new paychecks. Because there's none in Florida.
All right, no taxes.
And when you're making $25
million a year. They get taxed for where they play.
Yeah,
so they're only getting 41 games and no taxes.
Okay, that concludes talk of taxes. We are going to wrap up the show right now. Thanks a lot for listening. We appreciate you being out there every day. Don't forget, Monday we are back at 12:55 sharp, fast track at 1:55 sharp. Next is Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.